from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All righty, welcome back. And we've got some NFL news that likely impacts the San Francisco 49ers and Brandon Ayuk. Cowboys wide receiver CeeDee Lamb has been signed to a 4-year, $136 million deal. He's getting a $100 million guarantee and a $38 million signing bonus, which is more than Justin Jefferson got.
Man.
And my question to 49er fans is, does this matter? Does this matter as it relates to Brandon Ayuk? Did you think CeeDee Lamb was going to sign a contract before Brandon Ayuk? Does this impact Ayuk at all? CeeDee Lamb has been at Cowboys camp, just like Ayuk has been at 49er camp. So do you take this as good news that maybe something could be coming around the corner? 888-957-9570. Goo, what do you make of it?
To your questions, Donnie, I don't know with who. That's the part of the puzzle that we're missing. Will it be? Because I do think this means more income for Brandon Ayuk. He won't supersede CeeDee Lamb, but whatever he's asking for now, guaranteed-wise, I believe that goes up looking at this news out of Dallas. But the Niners are sending the message to me that they don't think Brandon Ayuk is this type of receiver, and they don't want to use those resources. So now the question is, if it's Washington, if it's Pittsburgh, Steiny, are they willing to sign off on that and give Brandon what he wants? But as far as me saying, does it mean anything for Brandon, I was looking at it through the prism of he won't supersede it, will he get close to it? It's not about that. It's about what he's going to ask for, I believe, has actually gone up because of this news. And you just wonder, all the time we've had, all offseason to get this rectified and get it fixed and meet somewhere, Steiny, nothing has happened. And now I come in after being off for a week and the Redskins are looming. But I do believe this is good news for Brandon Ayuk. Is it going to be with the Niners or another team, Steiny? We'll find out.
So if we're looking at some numbers for CeeDee Lamb, like 34
AAV,
annual
yeah.
AAV, if the 49ers were offering Ayuk 27, and they were not coming off 27, or whatever the guarantee was, and then whatever the signing bonus was. If you're telling me that Brandon Ayuk now comes to the Niners, so yeah, they're not moving off something now,
okay,
already.
Go ahead.
I mean, if Brandon Ayuk sits at the table today, or his agent does, and says, well, now it's going to even cost you more, then you're in trouble.
And Steiny,
then, I mean, you're in trouble as far as him being on the team,
okay.
I think.
Or if he's on the team, even being, because the cuts are tomorrow, like,
right,
he's got a spot right now. I'm looking at DJ Moore, Steiny, 27 and a half AAV.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I have Brandon. Cooper Kupp, 26.7 million AAV. Our guy Devontae Adams, who I don't think Brandon Ayuk is as good as, he has 28 million. But if they're burning up the phone or saying the price has gone up, I'm like, now Brandon, you're being unrealistic.
Well, I think some people might think he's being unrealistic all off season, but you know what? Maybe the Niners have been unrealistic about what they were going to have to pay this guy all off season. CeeDee Lamb, in case you're just joining us, has signed with the Cowboys, 4 years, $136 million, 100 guaranteed, $100 million guaranteed, and a $38 million signing bonus, which is more than Justin Jefferson got. And now the question becomes, does that impact negotiations with Brandon Ayuk at all? There seem to be, I remember we had Dibs during the crossover last week, and he was suggesting that Ayuk has made himself some money this year, or rather this offseason, because his value continues to go up as these guys continue to sign their high money contracts.
Well, and we love Dibs, but the bottom line is, Steiner, you know what stand on from Missouri. Show me. What if that's the case, then why is it taking so long? Is this Niners the last domino off? You think this is the last domino Brandon Ayuk and his camp were waiting on, this CeeDee Lamb news?
I mean, what I don't understand to me how it impacts Brandon Ayuk. I really don't. I'm sure the 49ers were operating under the premise that Ayuk wasn't the player that CeeDee Lamb is.
Yeah.
Okay. So if CeeDee Lamb's the second best receiver in football and the Niners think Brandon Ayuk's is the eighth best, well, then you're not going to pay the eighth best wide receiver like the third best wide receiver.
But if you insert other teams like Pittsburgh and New England who are willing to give him $32 million allegedly and things like that, and he still didn't want to leave, shame on him if it wasn't, you know, just a money grab. But to Dibs' points, Donnie, we've yet to see, you know, what Dibs saying he's made him some money because he's still out there, unsigned.
Hey, the 2024 Red and Gold Summit, it's set for Wednesday, September 4th. That's a week from this Wednesday. And once again, we're going to be live from the beautiful Fremont Bank at 39150 Fremont Boulevard. Willard and Dibs, they're going to be live from 2 to 4, and then all the hosts will be there from 4 to 6, getting you ready for another football season. Come out and join the fun. It's open to the public. First come, first served. That's Wednesday, September 4th, the Red and Gold Summit. It'll have all of us there. We're going to have some fun at Fremont Bank.
And hopefully this thing, the Ayuk situation, will be hashed out. Just think about that. What? Going into that summit and this thing's still lingering.
I could see it.
Wow, man.
I could see it.
Nobody wins then, to me. The team, on the field. And
nobody's winning now. Like, nobody's winning now. The question is...
Well, some will say, Brandon, this is good news because the price has gone up.
But if nobody's going to pay him, then, like, let me just throw this to Evan real quick. Oh, he's not... Just to get your perspective.
Huh?
Just to get your perspective.
Give it to us.
Does this impact Brandon Ayuk's situation at all in your mind?
Yes, because if you are a number one receiver, there's now an expectation that you will get a four-year deal. And remember, Brandon Ayuk, a couple of weeks ago, there was a report that the final details of the last year was kind of the issue. So if you're the Niners, you might be fine with paying him 30 plus AAV, whatever it is, but for 3 years, which is what Debo got. But now if you're Brandon Ayuk and you're seeing, okay, well, CD got 4, Jefferson got 4, I'm not worth as much as those guys total dollars-wise, but maybe this to him cements the fact that he wants 4 years or he's not coming into camp.
It's one way to look at it,
man.
That's one way to look at it.
And I don't think that's good for anybody. So if you're telling me the team before the CeeDee Lamb news didn't want to give you or thought you were not worth what you were asking for, Steiny, you're telling me now another house is sold and that's going to have them double back and say, we'll meet your demands? I feel like it's actually the other, it goes the other way. Like, dude, that's all fine and dandy. You're not getting that from us.
Yeah, I mean,
if you look at the scoreboard, it looks like it's going that way to the point of now we've got Washington's re-entered the scenario as a possible trade destination for him.
If you're telling me, I mean, I get what Evan's saying. Like, if Brandon Ayuk sees this contract, and if you're just joining us, CeeDee Lamb has just signed with the Cowboys, 4 years, $136 million, $100 million guaranteed, $38 million signing bonus. He got the fourth year. Listen, I understand what Evan's saying. Evan's saying if we're only dealing with a 3-year contract, maybe now I want 4 because everybody in my league has gotten 4. If it comes down to the guarantee or it comes down to the signing bonus. I mean, if Brandon Ayuk goes in today and asks for more than he asked for 2 days ago, then I do think we're in a little trouble with this situation.
Well, I think there's trouble now.
Yeah, but I mean, this would be, maybe this gives the 49ers more of an impetus to trade him, because the reality is, if that's the case, now they've gotten farther apart.
No doubt about it. But what I don't want to have happen, and we kind of just mentioned it with the miss on Trey Lansdowne, is you don't want to trade addition by subtraction. You can do that, but you can't tell me that impact will not, the Niners offense will not feel that. That's the worst case scenario for me, for Kyle, 49er fans, is if you do this because it's just, you know, you just need to negate the relationship. The Niners aren't better because they don't have a replacement for Brandon Ayuk on the field.
Well,
we understand what went into, you know, the erosion of the relationship, but man, I mean, I just would love to know what he's asking for, partner. I really would.
Yeah, I don't know what he's asking for, but I think the Niners, I don't know, man. It feels like they're prepared to go into the season without Brandon Ayuk if they have to. And I think they think between Debo and Juwan Jennings, and if Pearsall can play, Cowing with another touchdown catch.
I got you.
I'm just saying. They still have Conley.
But CD, this is the highest paid guaranteed Stani ever for a receiver. The highest.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay, how would that...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
How would that work?
From the 925, this CeeDee Lamb deal should benefit the Niners, in my opinion. Ayuk and Lamb are two different type of players, and Ayuk isn't to that level. Writing is on the wall. If Ayuk wants to play diva, goodbye. That's from Joe in San Ramon. Are we at that point, 49er fans, with Ayuk? You just want to trade him at this point?
Well, I'm not there.
Yeah. Take a third.
Well, fans are going to say they're there. This is exhausting, but imagine what Kyle and John are saying. Stani, you got a game in 2 weeks. Damn. Quarterback hadn't thrown you a pass yet.
Well, then sign him.
This whole offseason.
Well, then shut up and sign him, John Lynch.
Yeah.
Shut up and sign
him. But they're standing on business.
Okay. Well, then.
So something wasn't there.
Why would they not stand on business in a week or in 2 weeks?
And that's why I think this is concerning. Like, he could have been in New England by all accounts, right? He didn't want to go there. Like, Brandon, what do you want?
I think we know what you want, but. I think we're going to find out that maybe not all the reports were accurate about what team might have been offering, that a deal was in place, or anything like that. I'm going to wait for all that information to come out kind of after the fact. But
415, text this, Donnie. Brandon's agent should be fired. Do you have any, not that you know, we're agent city. I mean, is he doing his client a disservice by not telling them what's real if he is asking for something ludicrous or something that's unrealistic? And advise him not to take the trade to New England that was allegedly going to pay him 30. I don't know why I keep going to that, but that was a Magic Johnson. That was $32 million. That would have got you, if that were your goal, the chicken that you were yearning to get and the news. Oh, well, Brandon, but you balked at it by all accounts. You didn't want to play in New England. We get it. So it wasn't just about the chicken.
I'm not buying that either. I'm just not. And again, maybe the Patriots were offering 32. But let me guess. The 49ers wanted two players and two first-round picks. That's the way the Niners do this stuff.
Well, it's a two-way street until it's not. And that's what's so confusing and baffling about this whole thing, Donnie. Okay, Brandon accepts a trade. Then, you know, the other team's got to be on the hook to pay him.
I mean, if you're the 49ers, you can't They got to cut down to 53 by tomorrow.
Yeah.
Brandon Ayuk on the 53-man roster?
He has to. They would be a disaster if, what's the other, put him on the pup and miss four games?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This would be a nightmare. Like, no matter how this ends, if he's not out there under contract, to me, Steiny, catching passes week one against the Jets, this was a failure, this whole negotiation.
No, what if they beat the Jets and he comes into camp and they start 5-0?
Well, we'll talk then.
Yeah. Matt Maiocco, NBC Sports Bay Area, said the 49ers announced some cuts today. And, oh boy, your favorite.
Give it to me.
Remember? Yeah. This guy was never.
Don't act like I got cut.
Yeah,
but damn.
No, but Matt Breida.
Oh, God. The cheetah. Damn.
Keyshawn Vaughn, running back. Punter Presley Harvin III. Offensive lineman Lewis Kidd, wide receiver. John Trey Kirkland.
Oh, man.
So Breida is the.
Breida the cheetah. Well, JP. Steiny, JP Mason can run the ball, man. That's just the bottom line, and I'm no ball coach, but I know if I got McCaffrey, who, you know, is a bell cow, but good God, what am I seeing? And I'm not a coach from Mason to where, Steiny, you couldn't get him maybe 10 to 12 touches a game just to preserve McCaffrey. Dude's a beast, man. Who? He's put together well. Mason? Yeah.
10 to 12 touches?
Yeah.
Where are they
possibly? I'm just.
Where are they coming from?
Well, if McCaffrey goes down because you're running them in the dirt, in the ground, I just like what I was. That, like, to me, that was one of the biggest takeaways and pluses for me this preseason was Mason's shown me he can run, man. He's shown them.
Let's go to Mike. Mike's in San Lorenzo. What's up, Mike? How you doing, man?
What's good,
Sonny
and Guru?
Hey, man.
So I just want to go and touch base a little bit. Regarding the IU, the CeeDee Lamb, you know, so on and so forth, the Jeffersons, the Chases. I got to ask, Guru, as a Cowboys fan, what did CeeDee Lamb do to deserve that type of money with the Niners? IU, what did IU do to deserve, you know, or trying to get this type of money? Yeah, I get the Super Bowl twice, you know, a couple championship games. Jamar Chase, one Super Bowl championship game, but these guys haven't really done anything I feel to deserve anything like that, that type of payment status. But then again, I'm not pocket watching. It's just, you know, what have they done? You know, is there anything you guys can touch base? I'll take it off here, but fill me in.
Well, you are pocket watching, and that's fine. But at the end of the day, nobody would be paid under his pretense than other than Patrick Mahomes. CeeDee Lamb caught every damn ball thrown his way almost last year, Steiny. His ability, like Brandon Ayuk, to get off at the line of scrimmage is second to none. And the reason you're pocket watching is the organization chose, just like the Vikings did with Justin Jefferson, to put that chicken in your hand because they believe you are worthy of that. Just like I believe next year, Brock Purdy, that will be done from the Niners. So the bottom line is, Brandon Ayuk is asking for something I believe his team thinks he can't do. And that's the holdup. But, I mean, if we're going to go off of his thought process, Jordan Love, has he shown you, Steiny, that he should be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL? Let me answer for you. No. He's damn good and his future looks bright. But you can't hate Jordan Love for that. The bottom line is, what is Brandon Ayuk asking for and how good does he think he is compared to how good his team thinks he is? And right now, Steiny, I think there's a gap as big as the Pacific Ocean.
By the way, Jamar Chase is back at camp in Cincinnati.
Well, our boy Ayuk's been at camp, so you got to give him credit for that.
No, I don't give him credit for that.
No,
I don't.
But when he was there and he was bro-hugging, you kind of thought something will get done.
I don't give him credit for being at camp under contract. And he's not practicing. I mean, he took the path of least resistance.
And was at the game Saturday in Vegas. Go figure.
Yeah, go figure.
I'll get on the plane with y'all.
Well, he's on the team.
Yeah.
He's on the team. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about the Niners. They played their last preseason game on Friday against the Raiders. Do you feel better about the team after Purdy's performance in the first three series? 10 points and a pick. Debo, Kittle, a couple good catches. Jordan Mason ran the ball well. By the way, they have a new they have a rookie who's going to start on the offensive line, Dominic Pooney.
Yeah, he's doing his
thing. So there you go with that. And now CeeDee Lamb is
the second highest paid, Stani.
Yeah.
Let me run down some just real quick here to get the Stani rankings. So you're taking Jefferson over Ayuk because he's the number one. He's the highest paid wide receiver in the game.
Yeah.
All right. CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill.
Yep.
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yep.
I'm with you. Now, this is where we can talk. Jaylen Waddle.
About the same.
How about Davante Adams?
He's better. Adams is better.
Wow. DJ Moore in Chicago.
I like him.
Yeah, but he's getting 27.5 AAV. That's just me. That's where I have Brandon in the Cooper Kupp bracket. Stani, 26.7 million AAV. Like, that's more realistic. Do you think he's trying to blow way past that?
I don't know what he's trying to do, and I don't know what the Niners are trying to do. I really don't.
Well, they're playing hardball, both of them. Yep. Right now, there's no score.
From the 4-4-3, the Niners should have been in on the Jahan Dotson trade that the Commanders made with the Philadelphia Eagles. But apparently, according to Ari Marov, he said the Niners weren't really interested in Dotson. So Dotson no longer a Commander, so he couldn't come back in the deal. The idea, seriously.
Talk to me.
Seriously, if I'm Adam Peters, and he knows the 49ers organization, and the 49ers, McLaurin, and I'm Adam Peters, I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Really? Really? That's what you're going to do? You're going to call and ask for him? Don't waste my time.
Yeah.
Seriously.
And who knows? It may have happened, but your close mouth don't get fed.
Why would they get rid of one of the best receivers in football and pay another receiver more money who might not even be better?
We got our fantasy draft Wednesday. McLaurin will be off the board.
What time are we doing?
8 p.m.
Oh, we got an issue.
You got an issue.
That's my golf day.
Dude, what? Nobody cares. Get in or get out.
You golfing at 8 p.m.?
Right. Well, boy, with your readers.
Well, we usually try to tee off at 3:15. 4:15, 5:15, 6:15, 7:15.
And you're the guy that got locked out last year. Come
7:45. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get home in time.
Well, Evan, we got problems.
Jeez.
Last time you got locked out and the draft had to stop. Oh, my goodness.
And one guy had a problem with it.
That's right. D-double.
Push it back to 8:30.
I love him.
Please. Push it back to 8:30. Well, you know what? I'll probably make it.
Auto pick
Mets. Because I will, look, I'm going to have one of the last picks in the draft because I was so successful last year. So I'll just,
On that at all, Stan. It's a whole new draw. You could get number one.
No, I want to be in the back of the draft. Yeah. You know, I want more of a challenge this year, so.
Well, if you want a challenge.
More time to get home.
Figure this Ayuk situation out, man.
No, I'm not going to.
I think his dollars went up, but I can't be proven right or anybody tiny. It's not tiny. And still, until something happens, man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.